Next up, we're joined by Alejandro and Jake Griffin Diaz, the founders and owners of Jacob Alejandro Coffee Shop in downtown Troy. Welcome to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. Hello.
So tell me, you guys opened during the pandemic.
Yes.
You have this coffee shop. Tell us how it's going.
So we opened in December 18, a little bit over 8 months ago. And it's been the dream of our life since we met and even before that. I can say that we're doing okay considering everything going on and all the craziness in the world. The community has been very supportive. We feel very grateful and lucky to be a part of a Detroit community. We love what we do. We are very passionate about our craft and try to bring different experience to our community, for all our customers, and to everybody.
So the tagline is drink coffee, meet the world. You guys have like an amazing social media and sort of marketing sort of presence. Where'd you come up with that?
Coffee travels all around the world, and the U.S. is not known for growing coffee or for a producing coffee country. So coffee travels everywhere, and when we came with this line, drink coffee, meet the world, we want to share what is behind of all those cultures, that behind the culture fact, we all are humans, and we work hard. The coffee farmers, they work really hard to like have an amazing product. And I was working in a coffee farm, and I got to experience the hard work of every single person behind the coffee beans. So by working with Passenger, who is our main coffee distributor, we get to bring coffees from all around the world. And by that, share different cultures, different ideas, different people.
You know, one of the other cornerstones to Jacob Alejandro, besides, you know, great service and great coffee, is especially coffee education. We find it, you know, there's so much to know about coffee and learn. It's our way to kind of just to explore the world, and we want to share that with other people. Other people are excited about learning how to use an espresso machine or taste coffees that have been produced in fun and exciting ways from, you know, really intelligent and exciting farmers and crazy places around the world.
If I recall correctly, Alejandro, you and Jake met, I think I read on your website, in Ossining, New York, where you were both baristas or working in the coffee industry.
So I was living in Ossining at that time, and I was working for Luis. He was my boss. He introduced me to Jake. So basically, he pushed our relationship to like come in bloom. The first time I ignored him, I was like, he's cute, but you know. We started hanging out, and I came to Albany. I came to Troy for the first time almost 5 years ago. Troy is very special because we kind of like connect in Troy as a couple. We fall in love, we drink a shot of tequila, and here we are after 5 years with Jacob Alejandro.
I collaborate with my partner, not only in life, mm-hmm. but in art. It's hard to collaborate with your partner. Do you have anything to say on the level of balancing your project, your baby, Jacob Alejandro, with your relationship?
It's always, it's a challenge, and we're still trying to find balance. Just when you think things are going great, then there's always another challenge. But yeah, always having patience and being able to let things go, especially when at the end of the day, they don't matter. Yeah. And dividing and conquering sometimes is helpful. There's a lot of things we need to do together and that we work really close to each other. But, you know, we kind of pick who is going to be the decision maker for that particular project or that decision. Like, I'll hold back. What do you think?
Before Jacob Alejandro, we never kind of disagree in anything. It was everything easy and everything like, you know, pink color, beautiful. And then Jacob Alejandro came and it's a huge different scenario. But as Jake said, be patient to each other. Remember that before this and before everything else, we love each other. We are here together because of love. We are doing what we do because of love. Have a glass of wine after.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
Nice. And you're now married, your husband and husband, co-owners of this business. What is it like to be in a small city's town like Troy, running a queer-operated business? You're sort of in the landscape of coffee shops, but also you happen to be both gay men.
Yeah, and married. Since we opened our shop, we wanted to be a safe place for everybody, a very inclusive place where everybody, no matter who you are, we always treat you up because you are human.
Or a member of the community.
Or a member of the community. We are family. And that's how I like to think. In the beginning, when I moved to Troy, I was invisible. But now I have the opportunity to talk with thousands of people a week. And they respect me because I am proud of who I am. I am honest. And I don't lie or try to be somebody else. I respect myself. And I want to respect every single person who crosses the door. Especially because they are supporting us in the middle of the craziness. And that means a lot to us. So we're very grateful and try to provide that safe environment. So our baristas, they feel safe. They're happy here. Our customers respect them. And if we have the opportunity to bring more of our queer community on board in our business, we will be happy to help and collaborate and support.
Now, on to the great latte art throwdown. It's happening on Thursday,
so excited.
August 19th. What is a latte art throwdown?
Latte art throwdowns are common within coffee communities. It's a get-together for, you know, not only their community, but baristas to kind of get together as an industry, as we serve a lot of the same people sometimes, or, you know, we do the same job. It's a camaraderie event. We can get together, relax, have fun, share our craft, network, get to know each other.
Yeah.
But, you know, for a little fun edge to it, we put a little competition together. And it's a challenge to pour the prettiest latte or cortado or macchiato if you want to make it extra challenging. Sometimes we like to throw out what's called the Dice of Doom. Yeah. It's a dice that has different types of latte art designs. You roll the dice, and that's what you have to pour. Which, if you're a barista, you know is very challenging. You know, just making latte art is really challenging in the first place. So it's an event to get together, and you know, it's all about having fun and relaxing. It's not super serious.
Yeah.
Some of the most talented baristas, you know, during this type of event can slip up. You know, you're surrounded by all your peers. You get a little bit nervous. You know, you're not in your element. It's a machine you're not used to, but that's okay. And, you know, on the other side, that's you fine. Can have an underdog. But, you know, just really perform and just do clean, consistent, and take the whole thing. It's amazing.
It's fun. It's our first event. We used to host these latte art events in other coffee shops, but now we finally can open the door in our own house and bring all the people together.
Jacob Alejandro. Jake, you're mostly in charge of all the yummy treats here. And Alejandro, you mostly are in the front pulling espresso
shots. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's your favorite, what's your secret, like, ammo in the latte art throwdown?
So I think what I can say when I pour a latte art is to have fun and enjoy what I'm doing when I'm pouring latte art. And sometimes I can make a pretty latte art. Sometimes, because it's a lot going on happening here, I can just pour a heart because that's the easy part. Or sometimes it's an abstract art because it's nothing in the cup. I enjoy pouring and making coffee. I've been working in coffee for 14 years, and it's been the fun part of my life.
And so can people attend on Thursday's event, and where do they go, and what time do they show up?
So practice starts at 5:30, and everybody is free to join the competition. It's $5 sign in. The winner takes all the money collected. And
wait, what if I've never pulled a latte before? I can pay $5 and come?
You can come, and usually if we are around, we can give you some tips and tricks, how you pour a latte, how you steam your milk, so you feel a little more confident in the time you are competing. But yeah, it's free for everybody. Everybody is welcome to join to pour or to watch. The tables will be in the front alley, so people can sit there, people can sit in front. Come and have fun and hang out with us. And I will be judging next to Catherine from Graham's Coffee Parlor and Haley Prey from Arthur's Coffee Shop and Start as Connected.
Well, congratulations, and thank you for joining us today on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
No, thank you for having us. It's very special for us to be a part.